This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mondo Bizarro is upon us. It's Wednesday, November 4th. This is the DJV program. Did it happen to you? What bad thing has happened that you turned around and made it something good? When it comes to the election, some people are very happy. Well, they don't really know, right, Victoria? When you look at the numbers, how have they changed? Electoral counts the same as it has been the last 3 or 4 hours, really?
238 for Biden, 213 for Trump. Yep.
All right. So the counting stopped at some point in some of the other four states that are left to report. Is that right?
We don't have a clear winner declared in Alaska, Nevada, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania is the one that I think most people are paying attention to.
Yeah.
They have the most mail-in votes to count. They can also still receive ballots 3 days after the election, as long as it's postmarked by Election Day, and those ballots will need to be counted. So there is a very, very strong chance we will not have a result from Pennsylvania until Friday.
Right.
Now, Pennsylvania has made a statement that the rumor that they stopped counting is not true. They said that they actually have been continuously working day and night, and they plan to continue to do that until all the ballots are counted. I don't know about other states if they stopped or whatever, but, the process is still very much moving along, and there are a lot of ballots that have not been counted yet, and those are mail-in ballots mostly.
Mm-hmm. What about the Senate counts? Any number changed? Last time we checked, it was 47-47. Is there a number?
No, it was, I think, the Senate count is, let's see. The Senate count is 40, yeah, there's six remaining, but I think what's going to happen is I think that the Republicans will hold on to the Senate.
Right.
So it's 47-47. Yeah.
Will hold on to the House, although there was some very interesting incumbents. Six Democrats have lost their seats. So far, anyway. Remember a couple of years ago, the blue wave that swept the party into the House?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fellow who became chairman, well, actually, he's been in the House since 1991. Minnesota Congressman Colin Peterson, chairman of the Agriculture Committee, he's been booted. And there are some tight races still to be called in Pennsylvania, New York, Michigan, Iowa, Virginia, and California. In Massachusetts, there were no real challenges. This is what I worry about with regard to, although maybe we've been taught a lesson when thinking about the story in my estimation earlier this week was a concern about it becoming a one-party country. I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be close, but the polls, as we have mentioned any number of times, were really wrong. So mm-hmm. What is this sense that we have that we've got to watch every second, or we've got to listen every second? I mean, unless it's something where you're getting a little bit more for your money than the same old stuff repeated over and over and over again, which is what happens when you watch most of these television.
If you think about it, polling has been such a staple in American politics.
Yeah, but
they're wrong.
And
in the last two election cycles, they've been really wrong. The polls were wrong in 2016, and I think that they are disastrously wrong. And, earlier in the show, we were talking about one of the lead Republican polling head honchos. He basically said last night at 11 p.m., that he thinks his industry is completely done. That because now we know the polling was, he admitted the polling was way off. It ended up being better for Republicans, a lot better in certain places than what the polls had shown. It was a disaster for Democrats. The polls were so far off. So
it's a nail biter. This election is a nail biter.
Yeah.
That is bottom line. And so whether you, if you like Biden and Trump wins, how are you going to make that, how are you going to adjust to that in your life or vice versa? I think that's something that people really need to be thinking about. My question earlier to you and to to Jennifer is how you're going to, you personally and us as a collective, are going to work so that we don't have the same kind of anger, even if Trump stays the same in the next 4 years
and he's
elected.
Away.
I think that's very dangerous.
It is.
Very,
and it's not,
very
it's,
dangerous.
I don't see, I just don't see, I think
so
that.
Why are we so angry, though? What has caused, Trump didn't create the anger. Trump is a result of the anger. Man, I'd like to have it be, by the way, a fly on the wall in Bernie Sanders' house. After what has happened in the last couple of days. Bernie, by the way, at some point in time, somebody got a hold of a notebook. He predicted that Trump would win. If he didn't become the candidate, he said, Trump will win. Now, whether that's an egomaniac speaking or not, maybe there's some truth to that. Do you think if, maybe this is Monday morning quarterbacking, if Bernie Sanders had been the, I wouldn't have voted for him. I just, his policies are crazy as far as I'm concerned. But would he have beaten Trump, do you think,
no.
Victoria?
In 2020? No way. I think that I think the reason that this race is so close is because Biden is much, much more of a moderate. Mm-hmm. And the progressive wing of the Democrats knocked him for that and continue to knock him for that. But his moderation with his policies, with his demeanor, I mean, everything about him is, you know, moderate Joe. There's nothing radical about him. There's nothing out there, you know. And so I think that's why you saw him. He took so many votes away from Trump in the 65 and over category. Yeah. And so, you know, he took Republicans. He gained Democrats in that age bracket because I think a lot of people are just, you know, my parents are both Democrats, but most of their friends are all Republicans who voted for Trump the last time and this time voted for Biden. And I think that the reason, it wasn't necessarily a policy issue, but the real reason that they supported Biden this time is they just said that they couldn't stomach the lack of civility anymore.
Yeah.
That you know,
right.
Trump just, when you're in that age bracket, I think that, and you would probably agree with this.
Yep.
You remember a time where it doesn't matter who was in the White House. There was civility.
There was respect.
There was class.
Civility.
There was dignity.
Yeah.
You know, George H.W., Ronald Reagan. I mean, these were men who carried themselves with extreme dignity.
Right.
And so, you know, and
presidential dignity.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the term, oh, he looks presidential. I remember growing up and my grandfather, every election, it was always, well, he looks more presidential than that one. And, you know, that's something that generation still responds to. And I think that's, you know, now if Trump wins, it doesn't matter. He's going to do another 4 years and he'll be gone. But I do think that was a big, big reason for why he lost that older demographic.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, under then who is carrying this? White men, Hispanic men, men than women? Who's carrying the day here?
Women this time went a lot more for Biden. Mm-hmm. Suburban women, you know, he that's why he said in the last couple of days, oh, what, you know, suburban women, why won't you love me or whatever? It's because he lost them. They have children in school. They see the divisiveness of his words, his tweets. I think that women just had enough. So women went over to Biden. I don't want to say uneducated, non-college educated white men flocked to Trump. So I think that, you know, and
what
Latinos.
Does that say? What are the intelligent?
He's tapping
into
something.
The intelligent people voted for Biden, and the unintelligent voted for Trump. Is that what we're saying?
It's not. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the non-college educated. This is not an intelligence comment because I think plenty of people are intelligent who don't go to college.
Yes.
But the demographics. If white men who are college educated tended to go more for Biden, and white men who were not college educated went more for Trump. He actually picked up more white men than the last time around in 2016. The Hispanic vote is problematic for both parties. And basically, the Hispanic vote did not really resonate that much with Biden. He got a lot more of the Hispanic vote than Trump did.
Yeah.
But I think in the next election cycle, the Hispanic vote is going to, people are going to, from both parties, are going to have to really focus on the Hispanic vote because they're proving that they have the numbers, and they're, like we said earlier in the show, they are the largest growing and the fastest growing demographic in this country.
All right, so I'm looking at a reprint of a summary of what's in the New York Times today that came at 6:43 Eastern Time. There's no presidential winner yet. Biden appears to be in better position than Trump. And Republicans seem in better shape than Democrats in terms of the Senate and the House. Well, you can say,
I think that's very optimistic.
All three of those things are optimistic.
No, I think that Republicans are in better shape than Democrats. Absolutely, mm-hmm. That is true. I do not believe that Biden is in better shape than Trump. I don't believe that.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to have 4 years of exactly what we have now.
I bring it to your attention because it shows you how warped one of the nation's supposedly most important newspapers is. So if you see that, why would you believe anything? Why? How do these people that run these organizations, these news organizations, keep a stranglehold on people's attention? Why is it that the New York Times is quoted more than the Metro West
Daily News? Are you on the New York Times site?
Yeah, I am actually. Yeah.
Well, then they would quote themselves, you're on this
thing. Oh, of course.
The New York, I didn't really follow the New York Times at all last night, but they were the closest, I will say, they were the closest to the Associated Press, which is what that's the baseline. That's the official media outlet that every year calls the election. Yeah. And so the New York Times, their polling and their numbers were only one or two off, whereas a lot of the other news media outlets were way off. So,
well, I would tell you something. He may well win, but he certainly hasn't yet by any measure of competence. He does.
Well,
not.
And then there's the court stuff that's going to happen after. So
yeah, no matter. Well,
buckle up, kids.
Sure.
Here's my advice. Put up the Christmas tree today and start watching Hallmark
movies.
Sleigh
bells ring, are you listening?
Yep.
In the lane, snow is glistening. The Canadians are all over this. I thought this was pretty interesting. The three major Canadian newspapers have as headlines today, results not clear. That's basically, I'm summarizing what they say. So, one of the stories is about Canadians who go to Florida, and the suggestion by this op-ed writer that it may not be the best vacation destination anymore for Canadians. You know, there's a ton of Canadians that own places. I know in Palm Beach County, where my family's had places since the 60s, they're big. My father, a couple of his great friends in the building where he lived were Canadians. And they would come down, you know, the same as the snowbirds from New England and New York and Pennsylvania or wherever, go down there. But the Canadians don't like Trump. There's absolutely no question. Canadians are not happy. They don't like him. Whatever.
I always watch all the tech stuff, and so I like to see what's trending in Google searches and things.
Yeah.
And naturally, moving to Canada was one of the largest one of the largest searches. But that's the thing, it's not that easy. So anybody who says, oh, moving to Canada, you know, it's funny because a lot of people, Toronto is so hot right now because of a lot of movie industry stuff, and there's a great food scene there. We were actually supposed to go to Toronto for a long weekend back in May until the world shut down. But it's funny because Toronto is one of the cities that is popping up as like the potential destination for Americans fleeing another 4 years of Trump. Yeah.
You'll be happy to know that Kanye West voted for himself, in case you didn't hear
Kanye got 6,000 votes in Colorado.
Really? Good for him.
I think he only got a total of 7,000 votes completely, like in all of the, but he got 6,000 in Colorado.
There you go.
Everyone's on a Rocky Mountain high, I guess, and they're like, hey, this will be fun. Let's get stoned and vote for Kanye.
There you go. Okay. Hoo-ha! 21 after the hour as we feed you the information of the day on the DJV program.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Yeah. 23 after the hour on the DJB program, so we move into Victoria and I and you into the music scene with a thought about soul singer Sharon Jones, who died 4 years ago of pancreatic cancer. So the city council in North Augusta, South Carolina, where she came from, voted unanimously this week to name a new outdoor amphitheater after Ms. Jones. The venue, currently known as the Riverside Village Amphitheater, will be rechristened the Sharon Jones Amphitheater. Gabe Roth, who helped bring Jones out of obscurity when he signed her to his label back in the 90s and paired her with their house band, the Dap Kings, for a series of good albums, said, "This is so cool. No one was able to lift the room like she could." She had a great place with people, hitting the stage, thinking of her. She would have been thrilled with this announcement. Members of the Jones family attended the council hearing, 6-0 vote in favor of the resolution to rename the amphitheater. In October, a new collection of rare Sharon Jones covers just dropped in. That's what it's called. See what condition my condition was in. What condition my rendition was in. That was also released. Let's crank this up. Signed, sealed, delivered, not yours. Great Stevie Wonder song. How's it sound with her? She's got a version of Prince's Take Me With You, Fontella Bass's big hit Rescue Me, and Kenny Rogers in the First Editions just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Change that word to rendition. But don't
I need to get this album because I love Sharon Jones. And, you know, think about it. She was signed in the 90s, but she was totally from a different era. But she just blew everybody away. And she really was discovered, I think, unfortunately, way past where most people would have loved to, and she would have been another Aretha or something. But, she just, the talent is so incredible.
I always like listening to that kind of music, no question about it. It's on the R&B channel a lot on the Sirius app that you can listen to on the R&B station. All right, next up musically at 25, almost 26 after the hour this Wednesday, focus on Hans Zimmer. who remembers the undeniable decision he made to appoint Billie Eilish as the artist to perform the theme to the James Bond movie that'll be out sometime called No Time to Die. Interview with Mr. Zimmer in GQ tells the story of his "That's It" moment when he heard and hand-selected Billy and her brother Phineas's song to be the front-runner for this latest installment of James Bond. It's a Bond film. There's going to be a song, and there's a box full of songs lying around that people were listening to and trying to make decisions on them. They wanted me to be a part of the decision-making process. It was this small, leanly produced, very personal song by Billy. I went, "That's it," he recalled in the interview, and everybody said, "Well, but it's not quite right. It's not good." "No, no, here's the mistake you're making. She and Phineas haven't seen the movie yet. They don't know what they're writing about. Get them on a plane. Get them over here." So on a dark gray in England, a dark gray night in England, they arrived to recording studio in Soho, jet lagged beyond anything. And we showed him the movie, and the next day, the three of us got to work. He continued, "For me, it was undeniable that was the right way to go. It felt hugely personal, felt really well crafted." Zimmer said he noticed their composition brought something to the table that their Bond-themed predecessors, like Adele and Shirley Bassey, did in the past. "I never met them, but I felt, there's Shirley Bassey, there's Adele. Everybody who's ever worked on Bond has come at it with a strong style of their own, with conviction and a great commitment. And this song had it. It maintained an intimacy, which I thought was beautiful." So anyway, we don't know when the damn thing's going to be released.
Well, I think it's going to be really cool to see, because the songs always pair so well with that opening sequence. So I think it'll be great to see that.
Yeah, for sure. All right, that's that story on the James Bond theme as we continue to think a little about Sean Connery with every mention of Bond. 28 and change after the hour.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The presidential election has not been determined at this hour. Vice President Mike Pence just after 2 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to join you in thanking more than 60 million Americans who have already cast their vote for four more years for President Donald Trump in the White House. And while the votes continue to be counted, we're going to remain vigilant, as the President said. The right to vote has been at the center of our democracy since the founding of this nation, and we're going to protect the integrity of the vote.
Joe Biden, Tuesday night.
You know, we could know the results as early as tomorrow morning, but it may take a little longer. As I've said all along, it's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people.
USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
President Trump spoke from the White House shortly after 2 o'clock in the morning, D.C. time.
This is without question the latest news conference I've ever had. I appreciate it very much, and I want to thank the American people for their tremendous support. Millions and millions of people voted for us tonight, and a very sad group of people is trying to disenfranchise that group of people, and we won't stand for it. We will not stand for it. Thank the First Lady, my entire family, and Vice President Pence, Mrs. Pence, for being with us all through this. And we were getting ready for a big celebration. We were winning everything, and all of a sudden it was just called off. The results tonight have been phenomenal, and we are getting ready. I mean, literally, we were just all set to get outside and just celebrate something that was so beautiful, so good, such a vote, such a success. The citizens of this country have come out in record numbers. This is a record. There's never been anything like it to support our incredible movement. We won states that we weren't expected to win. Florida, we didn't win it. We won it by a lot.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Candyman! Alright, everybody! The Candyman. I'm actually the Candyman in my house. It's distressing.
Do you have any leftover from Halloween?
No, I didn't have any for Halloween anyway. I just have chocolate and white chocolate and things that I keep in my special drawer in the refrigerator for all kinds of different candy treats. And I admit to having 3 or 4 tasty morsels every night before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sweet.
So sidebar. So you know how every time I say something like coconut milk or almond milk or hemp milk, and then you go, it's not milk. Okay, so every time you say white chocolate, I'm going to follow that up with not chocolate. Because it's not. There's no cocoa in it.
Today is National Candy Day, boys and girls. The story of candy begins in India between the 6th and 4th centuries B.C. The Persians and the Greeks learned that people in India had what they called reeds that make honey without bees. These reeds were actually sugar cane, which is indigenous to Southeast Asia. Ancient Indians would boil sugar cane juice, turning it into individual pieces of sugar, where they call that kanda, K-H-A-N-D-A. Kanda first came to America in the 18th century from France and Britain. Few colonists were skilled in sugar work at the time, meaning only the wealthy were able to enjoy the kanda, or candy. In the 1830s, the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, technological advances allowed candy to be accessible to more than just the rich. New market actually began for children at that time. Some artisan sugar workers remained. Candy stores were becoming an American staple, especially in the lives of children all across the country. How many of you can attest to going to the penny candy store when you were a kid? I can. They don't have them anymore. But I remember going, there was one up by the Wayside Inn, the Wayside Country Store. I used to ride my bike up there every week and get a package of candy. When I'd get paid for working on the farm, I'd go and I'd spend 8 to 10 cents on my favorite candies. How about that for a memory, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
Penny candy became the first thing a child would spend their money on, and I was right there. Candy store owners relied mostly on the business of children and families, as a matter of fact, to keep themselves running. So that is an era that really has gone by, but it's kind of nice.
You would love this. My very first job after school was in a homemade chocolate shop in my town.
Really? Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, it was delicious. And luckily, I was only like 14, so I had a metabolism that was pretty banging. So I just ate candy all day long and didn't gain weight. But it was incredible. The chocolatier, Matt, who owned it, was just like, oh, my God, he was just gifted. The chocolate was incredible. And we went home every night with all these big goodie bags. It was
yum.
Great. It was the best first job any kid could have.
I was in the drugstore last night, and they have aisles and shelves full of candy that didn't get sold this year.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't buy candy, and so it's all over the place. I admit to buying a couple of bags of those Lind round chocolates with the soft centers, and they're very bad for you, but they're also very good. Let's get to the hurricane. Not many people talking about that because of the election, but this hurricane, is it Eta? Is that how we're pronouncing it?
I think it's Eta. Eta?
Yeah. It is Eta. Okay.
Yes. So it Eta landed right on Nicaragua on the shore there as a Category 4 with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. And if you've ever been to Nicaragua or if you've ever seen images of Nicaragua, it's a lot of surf shacks on the beach that are just not designed to withstand that. So 10,000 or more people were moved to shelters ahead of the storm. But so it lots and lots of damage. Now, it's now a tropical storm, Eta. The downside of this is that it's not just Nicaragua. It is actually, it's made a very sharp, if you look at the map, it's made a very sharp right turn.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now, by the end of this week, by Friday morning, it's gonna be heading right over the Caribbean. Yeah. So by Monday, Jamaica is gonna get it. The Cayman Islands are gonna really get it. They're right in the path. They think that this could pick up speed and go back into hurricane territory instead of just tropical storm. But watch out, Miami and southern Florida. There is a chance that this could actually hit you on Monday morning. So we'll keep an eye on this storm, but this is another big one. We record year.
This has been a record year, but do you know why, if there is a storm at this time of year, it stays closer to the equator? Then the chances of it getting into American waters now, even after, what was it, three weeks ago,
we've still
last hurricane
warm
hit.
Weather. Yeah.
Well, it's the warmth of the water that predicates where it goes. That's what it feeds on. So the waters north of Del Rey, where the current comes in, what do they call the thing that comes across from England? Why can I never remember that? There's a current that goes across the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It comes into American waters at Del Rey, at Daytona Beach, and goes up to it gets into English waters. That comes out of the North Sea, whatever that is. Anyway, that north of that, the waters cool much faster. So, and there's a line sort of across our country as well. So we're not likely to get, but with the changes in the weather and weather patterns and stuff, plus it's La Nina, and that influences the weather to a point as well. It just is, it's going to be one of those freaky years. Maybe this will be the end of it. But if there are storms, they do tend to stay more to the south. There is turmoil in England today and around let's see, there's been some these attacks. And we haven't been talking about this because we're talking about the election.
Right, right.
And all the COVID stuff. But the terror level, the threat level, has been raised to its second highest level because of the attacks in Austria and France over the weekend. I guess if you read into the threat level info, it means that the likelihood of a severe attack in the UK is likely. The level had previously been at substantial, meaning an attack is thought to be okay, well, maybe. But it's highly likely. They're worried about that now. And so what is the cause of all of this? There's an Islamic group that went into the center of Vienna armed with automatic rifles. 4 people were killed, and then police shot them. And so they figure that these people are around. And why is there? I mean, we ask about the anger here in America, but the anger, the terror that exists in the rest of the world, what the hell do these people think they're, it's all related to religion. You know that, right?
Yeah,
all
of this stuff, this religion,
is all related to religion.
Ideology, it's crazy. But I think that, well, you know, London, or not just London, all of England is going into a month-long lockdown for the virus. So
yeah.
That would probably be, it's probably the right time for them to do that if they're also worried about the threat level.
Yeah, I don't know.
But France has had a growing growing problem with extreme terrorists and over the last, you know, 10 years or so. So, and I don't think it's gotten any better. Paris is on a complete lockdown. My godparents just flew into Paris to get home to Ireland, and they said it was an absolute ghost town. There were the lines of cars to get out of Paris looked like some crazy mass exodus.
Mm-hmm. Lady Gaga's father has been busy tweeting, Victoria. Mm-hmm. And apparently he was a big supporter of Trump, and Gaga was not. And so I guess Trump took a shot at Gaga, and the father still voted for him, right? Didn't Trump take a shot at Gaga?
Yeah, he said she wasn't very good. Well, you know, his usual.
What is
like,
he know?
You know, yeah, he can act, he can sing, he's better than everybody. You know, we've seen him dance, so we have evidence of that now. We know he's not a good dancer, but.
Apparently,
yeah.
Cardi B was smoking, chain smoking while she was watching All the States Turn Red. What is she big? Was
she's
a big anti-Trumper? She's a Bernie lover. Okay.
She's a big Bernie supporter.
Big Bernie supporter.
Actually, seeing Cardi B and Bernie doing events together was like. It's like the new Martha and Snoop. It was hilarious.
Really?
They love each other. She's very smart, even though, you know, it's probably easy to dismiss her as, oh, it's Cardi B, she's a rapper or whatever. She's really, really smart. And so the two of them together, they just have this unlikely but very endearing friendship.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You said my son posted something endearing?
I'll tell you off the air. It's not on air. Safe.
Okay, I get the gist of that. Kanye West, by the way, was the first to concede in the presidential race. You'll notice that Trump and Biden have not conceded, but Kanye did.
Well, he already tweeted that he was going to run again in 2024.
Let's go, 2024. I told you the day after the election, first thing on everybody's mind is going to be, okay, who's going to run in 4 years? Okay, Kanye West is first out there. Does the first declaration mean he's the winner? I don't know who the hell knows with him. 44 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. This program brought to you in part by Kellatrin. It is the number one way to lose weight. This is so simple. There's no toxicity in this at all because there's no drugs and no stimulants. None of that stuff. What does it have? I should probably talk more about what it does have than what it doesn't have. What it does utilize is the collagen protein that our body stops making for us in our late teens, early 20s. So collagen has been we were talking about my grandson who's growing like a weed, looks like a string bean at the moment. And that's the sort of thing that we grow like that into our teens and into our early 20s. We spread out, and we spread up before we spread out. We start spreading out after collagen isn't produced anymore by our bodies. So you need to jumpstart it, and that's what Kellatrin does with the main ingredient of collagen. And why I suggest that you stay on it for 6 months is because, yeah, you'll start losing weight and do a handy job of it in 90 days on the calorie program, but another 90 days, and you'll train your body to keep the weight off, which is kind of what we all want to do, right? You don't want to just lose it now. You don't want it to come back. You want to get rid of it and keep it off. So America's number one healthy weight loss product is Calitrin for all the right reasons. 45-day money-back guarantee. The 1 month supply is $69.95. 2 months is $139.90. You get 3 months for the regular price, and then you get another 3 months without having to pay for it. So you do get this product to help you lose weight and keep it off. Do yourself a favor. If you're on to thinking about, I want to be sort of, what's the best offense is a good defense, right? So the defense about gaining weight during the holiday season is get on our program now, keep the weight off. You'll find it at toploss.com in Calitrin. And when you check out, use the DJV code. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll ensure you'll get the best price and the best value when you're buying, whether it's capsules or liquid, you'll get great savings. DJV code at toploss.com.
The controversy over Ice Cube collaborating with the Trump campaign on the Platinum Plan continues. But is this the start of something new? I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. When hip-hop artist Ice Cube confirmed that he worked with the Trump team on its Platinum Plan for Black America, he raised more than a few eyebrows. Despite the backlash, plenty of black Democrats agreed with his effort to make both parties compete for the black vote. His willingness to work with Republicans could be the beginning of a new political trend in the black community, which mostly distrusts the GOP. On the other hand, the Trump team's collaboration with Ice Cube is also a departure from the norm with the GOP, which has historically avoided courting black voters directly. But the question remains, is the Republican Party finally ready to start competing for black votes? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Hi, 48 after the hour here on the Discovering DJV program. What are we discovering? One of the things, I don't know if this is a discovery, but I want to underscore it, because in a normal country that isn't a republic but is a true democracy, there would be no electoral college. There would be a count. So far, Biden is ahead by a couple of million votes in the popular vote. And he's ahead in the electoral college at the moment. But with the balance being some of these states that have heavy electoral college numbers, it still could be like Hillary won by 3 million votes last time around. She didn't get to be president. Why? Because we get this arcane, stupid system. I know those of you who are Republicans and love Trump, this is his only way of winning. He's not going to win the popular vote. I'll be willing to go out on a limb and say he is not going to win the popular vote. But he might win. There's still a way. You know, you look around, he's still got a way to win. They both do, kind of. So we'll see. Maybe mañana is soon enough for me. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ah, yes, the honeymoon is over. Or is it? Victoria will not remember this. Chuck, you're old enough to remember the honeymoons, but Victoria won't. It was a part of our culture growing up, seeing that moon and the way they had, all of the television designs were so corny back then. There still is an icon, both with Alice and with Jackie Gleason's character, don't you think, the Honeymooners?
Oh, absolutely. I was looking at this day in TV history, and Art Carney's birthday would have been today, the late Art Carney, who played Ed Norton on that show. He's born in 1918. And I discovered the Honeymooners, but not in its initial run. It only had, believe it or not, one season, 1955, October 1st to September 22nd, 1956. 39 total episodes. I started to catch it when I was a kid in Brooklyn on WPIX Channel 11. They used to play at 11:30 every night, Monday through Friday. And I thought every episode of that show was awesome. I mean, that was one of the great sitcoms of all time. They primarily used one, for the most part, 90% of it was shot on one set in his living room or his kitchen. Primary characters, but it was an iconic show. Art Carney was great on that show. He also did, speaking of Art Carney, he did an episode of The Twilight Zone that had originally December 23rd, 1960, called The Night of the Meek, where he played the department store Santa, which was a great, great piece of television. I watch it all the time at Christmas time. But I loved Art Carney. I thought he was a really impressive talent.
All right, speaking of those who have been and are not any longer, the tributes keep coming in for Sean Connery. I was talking earlier about something that was online from Andy Garcia and from Kevin Costner about working with him on The Untouchables, and how even though he was billed, he got his Oscar for being the supporting actor, every single one of them, including De Niro, said that he was the machine behind the movie.
When
he came onto the set, everybody stood at attention. He was ready to go. And,
well, when he came on screen, he owned the screen. I mean, very few actors had that kind of confidence and just pure star power. Plus, like James Earl Jones, he had one of the great voices of all time in film. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah,
I just want to point out this story. AMC the theater reported its quarterly loss $900 million, Doug.
Oof.
It's off 90% business. They reported they're going to try to raise around $50 million in a public offering.
Yeah.
But that is, I mean, you know business. You know about making money, bleeding money. That is that's bad. I mean, that's not good.
No, it's not a good sign. So we got to get at it and support them in any way that we can, frankly. We were talking about James Bond or Sean Connery anyway. And I just wanted to finish. Kevin Costner said he was the biggest actor that he ever worked with, most important actor that he ever worked with. And Andy Garcia said that he was the reason that he started acting, he went into acting, and the fact that he got into a movie with him was beyond belief.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And De Niro said nothing.
No? Okay. Well, I don't think De Niro and Connery, I don't think shot any scenes together in that movie. De Niro played Al Capone. Most of his scenes were done in the courtroom without the other cast or with Kevin Costner toward the end of the Kevin Costner, none of the rest of the cast. Great movie.
Yeah. We were talking about Billie Eilish doing the latest theme to the James Bond movie, which now is scheduled for, what, next April, I guess, right? No Time to Die. And the process...
Don't hold your breath, but that's what they say.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's hope that we get it all taken care of.
Of course.
Then. Yeah. Anyway, the process for coming up with the movie, apparently these kids, the Billie Eilish and her brother, wrote the song before they saw the movie. And then they saw the movie, and I guess they changed the song somewhat. But have you heard it? Have you heard the theme from No Time?
I have not. But, you know, it's interesting. Songwriters or composers do write the music sometimes before they even see it. They just hear a synopsis, or they see a few stills of the film, very little footage, and they're able to write music. John Williams has done many a score for Spielberg without seeing anywhere near close to final footage, which is incredible.
That's an incredible
thing. Pointed out so many times.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yep. It really is. All right. Well, so we'll look forward to that and so many others. I hope that AMC can hold on, because that's really our chief.
I mean, I hate to think of the state of movie theaters in 1 year if this continues, and it won't be a good thing. To lose $900 million in one quarter is pretty bad.
Nope, not a good thing for anybody or any business. All right, Chucker, thanks for your presence here. Chuck Curry on Movie Moments with the DJV Gang. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.